Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kenneth Vigue. I know it's been a bit since our last episode, and I wanted to give you all an update on our next episode, Vault-Tec Rises, as well as an update on myself and some major life changes happening this year that are impacting our season and my ability to get things written, edited, and produced. Firstly, I'm more than halfway done with our next major feature-length episode, Vault-Tec Rises, which is technically episode 16, set chronologically before Little Sanctuary of Horrors. And keep listening because I'm giving you a sneak peek of that episode when I'm done talking. It essentially is the story of how everyone came to be there in Sanctuary Acres in the first place, what Vault-Tec and the Enclave are really up to, and is the start of our last four episodes of the season as the battle for Appalachia begins. Secondly, I've shared quite a bit about the journey of the past 10 years with my husband Travis and his struggles with mental health. Many of you were kind enough to support or share our GoFundMe to help take the pressure off the crushing debt we were under with mounting medical bills, none of which were covered by insurance fully. Trying to keep us afloat financially has been a long-term struggle of mine, and here in New Hampshire, we just haven't been able to get ahead. Our financial situation has become a real problem, a real burden. And in all honesty, I've been working 7 days a week, haven't had time to really play video games, much less edit. And that's not me bemoaning our situation, just explaining why it's taking me long to deliver stories to you. For a long time now, I've felt like I'm letting you all down, much less letting down our cast. And I wish the situation could be different. Even though it's been out of my control, I'm sorry for that, and I really hope that you don't give up on me or this show in the short term. The situation has taken a toll on us both, and I realize that many, many people are in the same boat as us out there. I feel you. Costs of living skyrocketing hasn't helped anyone, and so we've made a major decision that will impact the show schedule for this year. June 1st, we're putting our house in New Hampshire on the market. I'll be moving to Texas as soon as it sells. So to our listeners in Texas out there, yeehaw. We'll be moving to the suburbs of Dallas between there and Fort Worth, a really lovely area and a planned community with loads of things to do. It's safe for us, ranking highly on acceptance as far as we go, ironically enough, ranking higher than where we live now. And our safety is the only real thing I sometimes worry about. This move alone will save us $20,000 a year, correcting our financial situation permanently, and give me back time to actually write, edit, and produce for you. Moreover, there is a fantastic treatment center nearby who specializes in CPTSD, so we'll be able to afford to get Travis the help he's been lacking. I'll be taking a break from socials the next few months, as I have quite a lot of painting, plastering, and landscaping to do on my own to get the house ready, while already working 7 days a week. It just means some high-pressure schedule juggling. Texas is going to be a big, big change for us, a huge move, but one I'm eager to make. Our backup editor is continuing to plug away at stories. I wanted to explain all of this with clear honesty so you know what I've been doing, and know that the show isn't over, canceled, or forgotten about. Your patience and support of me really, really means the world to me. There are still two seasons of Chad, and some other projects I really want to share with you all coming. Listen now as I give you a sneak peek of the first few scenes of Vault-Tec Rises, as Appalachia goes to war. And if you can, please excuse how hectic this year will be between selling and moving halfway across the country. I'd appreciate it. Listen now as we step into the future before returning to the past, as we take a look at the battle for Appalachia, already well underway. All my love to you all.
Episode, Let's Go to War! Following total atomic annihilation, our great nation will be forever changed. Our cities will be in ruin. Infrastructures and industry, law and order, all will collapse as former farmers and executives, housewives and greengrocers turn to their baser instincts in the fight for survival. As a hand-picked resident of Vault 76, you and your fellow residents have been carefully selected as the best and brightest that the old world had to offer. Following Reclamation Day, it will be your sworn duty to emerge, rebuild, and reclaim. As a custodian of our history, ideals, and faith in democracy, capitalism, and free enterprise, you are tasked with nothing less than rebuilding of America itself. Uh-oh! Undesirables! As you embark on your great work, at times, you may encounter friction from opposing factions with ideals of their own on the establishment of a new empire. At times, this may also include former friends and neighbors of Vault 76, seduced by the lawless debauchery of limitless freedom. While peace is preferable, at times, armed conflict is the only way to eliminate these human roadblocks in your quest to rebuild. Gather your friends and allies, hoard resources, and plan your campaign, because the only way forward is the time-honored tradition of war! Of war! Of war!
I just speaking of this thing? Okay, dude.
I play drums now?
Yeah, dude. We're recording. We need, like, background music and stuff for this thing to get people hyped for battle.
Punch go?
Yeah, go for it, bro. Okay. Hey, Vault.
Punch love for you is like a clock. Punch to car. Do you want
to? Dude, quieter. And you're not supposed to be singing. It's like all serious and shit. Play something else.
Duh. Okay. Punch make music, Chad say. Punch make music, Chad say. Not like music. Okay, go. Punch play.
Right. Jesus Christ, dude. Of all people, you've just enlisted in the BroFit Fuel Fighting Force called Chad Force 69. Look, the rest of this Vault Tech training film about battle strategy and warfare and shit was ruined when Mama Mergulis used it to stand in for TP when she ran out of wood shingles. So, we've improved on it so that you know what you're getting into as a new recruit in the battle for the battle for applesauce. Now Moose has a few guidelines about your build.
Thanks, dude. Well, if this isn't the sorriest bunch of clean-faced, spit-polished plebes that I've ever seen pass through here, I'm Gunnery Sergeant Moose, your senior drill instructor. Welcome to Camp Definitely. And here it's...
Defiance, dude.
Punch, cut it, dude.
It's boring. Punch go make more battle brood. Make meatback strong. Need more cat. Here, kitty.
At Camp Defiance, you can expect a rigorous 24-hour grueling program of BroFit certified training to take even the most radworm-infested, camp-building, cap-spinning whales of you and turn you into sweaty-palmed, shooting and moaning, orgasmically killing machines. We'll teach you how to survive. We'll teach you how to fix your bills. You're gonna grind until you can conquer anything that stands in your way. This is it, recruits. The final battle. Paladin Romani and Scribe Valdez are gonna run you through their Brotherhood Power Armor training. You will grease yourselves up and slide into that tin can tall boy with the same kind of, oh my god, is that what it feels like? Thrill that you sorry versions have never experienced. You will be trained in power armor, and you will wear your uniform at all times. You will have guns cleaned, repaired, named, and loaded at all times. And if I see you walking around with anything less than a 3-star, I'm gonna grease it up and shove it so far up your ass, we'll be engaged in planning a get-to-know-you brunch with your family.
What?
Some of you will fail this course. Some of you will rage quit. You'll complain about your fellow soldier who you think paid to win because he got a fucking working refrigerator or a slick paint job for his smoke wagon. Yuck it up now, chuckleheads, because like it or not, when all this is over, some of you will be sucking your last breath in the dirt, choking on your own blood and vomit, asking yourself, why didn't I stay in Atlantic City?
Damn, dude.
Was that good? Was that scary?
I'm about half-mast.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Hey, tell this big green booger if he tries to eat my cat one more time, I'm gonna jump jet him in the pee hole. Get back here.
Run away!
What do you think our chances are, dude?
We're gonna win.
Right there. With this scope, I can turn your head into a canoe at 2,000 yards.
Jesus Christ, Houston! You almost took my ear off!
Who is that?
Can I get a yee?
Ha! William, where the hell have you been? You were on recon duty at Blue Ridge before we lost you.
General reassigned me. Where is he?
Monitoring columns at Red Rocket. No word on Commander Johns?
No, there's nothing left down there. And Night Shin is... who knows?
Shit. I'm sure he,
Yeah. Hope so.
Get your asses in gear, you tick-sucking gutter trash! They're coming down 65! We got 40 minutes to shore up the perimeter! I want to see asses and elbows! Go, 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 go!
Sir?
Orbital weapons platform has been damaged by the unknown force from high Earth orbit. At last scan, the object will be entering the atmosphere in T-minus 50 minutes and counting. It is unlikely that the bot stops can be repaired in time. Communication terminated. Commencing lockdown procedures.
Sir, I have them as ordered. Almost all of them are here. There were a few that were damaged in the firefight I couldn't salvage, but those were labeled the Misery or Speed Dating and the Peter Enos Affair. We were ambushed outside Huntersville. The insult bot didn't make it. If he hadn't held them off, you should have heard him. He went out singing, insulting their mothers. Sir? General?
Get out.
Beckett and the cultists are pinned down at Cranberry Bog. What should we...
I said get the fuck out!
Begin recording. This is an old story, so skip ahead if you've heard it before. But bear with me because this story reshaped the world with nothing more than words. Far to the east, there once was a mighty kingdom, once ruled by a great king, who in due time was defeated by the greatest foe of all, time. Weak and with the specter of death at the door, seven states would rise ruled by seven would-be kings, each hungry for power over all. Predictably, war broke out. Centuries wore on, and in the chaos was born a child with a keen intellect, destined for greatness. His skill as a warrior wasn't in sword alone, but in his mind. His ability to see, anticipate, and control the battlefield became legendary. He poured his great knowledge, instincts, and strategies into a book of 13 chapters that's found its way to the king of a neighboring state. So intrigued was the king by these new lessons, this fresh approach to war, that he summoned the man before him. The king grinned slyly. I have read your great work and wonder if your theories in mastering the soldier can be applied, as you say, to any soldier. They can, replied the man. And if I was your general, I could fashion any soldier into a warrior. The king clapped his hands in amusement, the bait taken. He was tickled by the man's cheek. If you think so, would you submit to a test? Asked the king. The man was instructed to wait before the palace for the test to begin. In the light of the setting sun, the king gazed down from a gold pavilion above as 180 of the king's concubines emerged from the palace, their laughter echoing off the palace walls. The man, unshaken, confidently split them into two companies, each led by one of the king's favorites. Wielding halberds and battle axes, the drums began to play. But each time an order was given, the women descended into laughter. At last, the man announced, "If words and command are not clear and distinct, if orders are not thoroughly understood, the general is to blame. But if his orders are clear, and the soldiers nevertheless disobey, then it is the fault of their officers." He ordered the leaders of the two companies, the king's favorites, beheaded immediately. In a blind panic, the king sent a messenger down to the courtyard admitting defeat, that he was satisfied by the test and did not wish to lose his most valued prizes. The man sent the messenger back with a single sentence that stated that once he receives the king's commission as general of his forces, in that capacity, some commands cannot be followed. With that, the two leaders were beheaded, and two more appointed as leaders of the company. When the drums began to play again, all 178 strong followed his commands with perfect accuracy and flawless precision, in deafening silence. The test was concluded, the king defeated. But the man's performance before the whole court could not be ignored. He was given command over all of the king's forces. This legend would become history, and legend once more. He would be honored in name as Master Sun, Sun Tzu. Just 13 chapters written on bamboo that would start a war, end a war, and give rise to the Chinese imperial dynasty. But the power of his words didn't end there, oh no. They wormed their way into the minds of the greatest military commanders around the world for over 2,000 years, transforming war itself into an art form. Everyone has their favorites, but mine has always been Lessons 5 and 6. There are not more than 5 musical notes, yet the combination of these 5 give rise to more melodies than can ever be heard. Vault-Tec. Their work here in Appalachia was one of those notes in a composition to take life itself, break it down to ones and zeros, and redefine what it means to be human. And in so doing, corrupted the very souls of over 500 of us. 500 of us who unwittingly served as the blood and bones on which their new empire would be formed, their formulae perfected. These tapes serve as evidence and witness of the Appalachia experiment, designed to give them the power of the gods, no longer prey to the vultures of death, the buzzards of time, and the hubris of man. Sun Tzu may have put pen to paper and viewed war as an art form, but in actuality, war was, and always will be, the inevitable oncoming storm and termination of that hubris. These final chapters, these final tapes, chronicle the battle for Appalachia. And this is how it started.
Thank you. Vultures roll, let's be quiet up there.
Evening, sir. You look terrible.
Take a detachment to Vault 51. We're gonna need scrubbers and radiation suits.
What happened?
Reactor blew. Half the mountainside came down on us. Scour everything and see if anything is salvageable.
Oh, shit. He could be pissed.
Tell me something I don't know. Get a fucking move on. And transport those excavators from below out there, too.
Yes, sir. You, Banks, Owens, round up a salvage team. We're going into a rad zone. Move it!
Evening, sir.
Where is he?
In the server room. Something about a mysterious broadcast.
Oh, great.
Hey, you still on for Sunday night?
You boys carry on without me. Not exactly in the mood for gin rummy. Unless it's down in a bottle of the stuff. Out of control. It's just out of control.
Going up.
Nonsense. Just static.
That is not static. I know static. This is intentional. Repeating. Three begin, and then three end. Listen.
Your Honor?
Shh. Listen to that, Fletcher.
But sir, we really need to talk.
Shut up, dammit, and listen.
What am I listening for?
A call in the dark. Run that through the spectrogram.
Yes, sir.
There. Look! I knew it.
Binary code.
That it is, Fletcher. We've been monitoring encrypted radio broadcasts for months now, approaching from the west. Give me a printout of this.
You want me to run it downstairs?
Yeah, have the eggheads take a crack at it. Use the Caesar cipher, like the last one.
Can we triangulate the signal?
That's the interesting thing. It's coming from above via satellite. Someone with military clearance is being very, very naughty. We're supposed to have complete control by now.
We, sir?
Get that downstairs and tell them I want answers in the next few days. The last thing we need is more fucking outsiders here to contend with.
Sir!
Now, what did you... What the hell happened to you?
Vault 51. It's gone.
Come again?
The vault. Zax. Everything gone.
Fletcher, today I was having a good day. Would you care to explain what the fuck happened?
Zax took your words of initiative to heart and decided to start rounding up everyone he could get a net around with the cargo bots and then sealed the facility. He even shut off the damn ventilation system because the simulations weren't quite going his way.
And?
What?
And yet you are still standing here.
Well, I was able to get some manual control, but the reactor went critical.
Were all subjects destroyed?
Well, no. They escaped. The Overseer
How
and...
How the hell did they escape?
It was some kind of failsafe or something. Or Zax let them out of the simulation. I have no idea. Honest. He captured the Overseer and Vince, which means it's out of the bag now. They're going to know we're moving on Appalachia.
She's a washed-up, redundant hack job and a serial killer. They're not going to listen to her. But you, I left you in charge of that facility. And you call for support.
Zach's lost it and cut off all communication. What exactly was I supposed to do? I'm a district attorney. I'm not even Robco certified.
Get a detachment down there and...
Already being done.
Look at you not being completely useless. This complicates things. Step outside. I need a few minutes alone.
Fine. Just fine.
And Fletcher?
Yeah?
Remember that here, we fire underperformers. Quite literally.
Understood.
Of all the useless stooges.
Interference detected.
Sir? Sir, can you hear me? Dr. Braun?
This had better be good, Peter.
The Vault 51 experiment
has reached its unplanned conclusion. Yes, I am aware. You'll pardon me if I don't get my new second hand.
Zax asserted full autonomous control, but one of the additional subjects captured was the Overseer from 76.
I cautioned you to eliminate her when you had the chance. She has been a weak link from the very beginning. I told our colleagues as such at her final interview when I caught her snooping around. And what did my brilliant co-workers decide? To tell her almost everything. It was a critical mistake then, one that is long overdue for correction.
That would have raised more questions, made her a martyr, and created some unplanned distractions.
Far greater is the risk that she decides to play her part once more. We're not done here yet. We don't yet have enough data regarding transcription errors with each iteration of the original host body. If the abbreviations cannot be correct, the process perfected, all of this was for nothing. I am not about to let decades of research and planning be derailed by some meddling woman. You had your fun, Peter. Now, we do things my way.
That isn't what was agreed. You told me I'd have full stewardship of this project.
Your stewardship? Yours? You've been fucking around instead of taking pieces off the board. I have problems of my own. Your bumbling resulted in Zach's bypassing network lockouts and safeguarding and alerted our silent partners. Who, by the way, have decided to no longer remain silent. I didn't need them breathing down our necks, Peter. I really don't. An expeditionary force has been dispatched from Raven Rock to make certain assurances of completion of this little venture.
Shit. What's their ETA?
And to the surprise of no one, they declined to answer. I expect they'll want to assess the status of the experiment and progress for themselves. It is in your best survivable interest that they leave satisfied with your stewardship of the region during testing.
What did you have in mind?
I am transmitting the details to you now. Command line access to Project Lazarus central computer has been transferred to your location. However,
we're going to need a satellite uplink to it.
That would be an obvious need, yes. Have you recovered the equipment from Sugar Grove?
Yes. It was undamaged. No one had even been there in decades.
Excellent. I've outlined this operation in great detail. It must be followed to the letter. The experiment conducted at Vault 92 has borne unexpected fruit. One I'm most interested to replant with some minor adjustments. Hive mind control has untapped potential, I find intriguing. It could make things far simpler for us in the long run with the reconstruction. The Enclave has been getting most angsty for actionable results, so let us reset the board and give them exactly what they are expecting. A demonstration that things are well in hand.
I'll take care of it.
Yes, you do that. Do not delay in taking those pieces off the board. I want them out of the way.
Yeah, I can read.
And, Peter, no more fuck-ups.
Link terminated. Communication lost.
There won't be. They won't see this coming. Wilkinson, take us to Condition Red. Activate Strike Force Delta. We're a go on Janus 1. I want a live feed. And popcorn. Have the boys send up some popcorn.
Alert. Condition Red. Alert. Condition Red. Scramble. Strike Force Delta. Operation Janus 1 is a go. Repeat. Janus 1 is a go. Activate city defenses. All units to remain on high alert. Surveillance grid online. The forest confirmed. Ashy offline. Toxic Valley confirmed. Savage Divide confirmed. The Mire confirmed. Cranberry Bog confirmed. Vault-10 rises. Repeat. Vault-10 rises.
Roger that, base. We are history.
Five-O, new responders, what is your emergency?
Some fucking raiders blew up my diner.
Uh-huh. What's your name, ma'am?
Amada.
Is that a first name or a last name?
My first name. Hayes.
Okay, Hayes Amada, where are you calling from?
No, I'm Amata.
What's the matter?
Not a matter. My name is Amata Hayes, you emotionless cow.
Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna need you to calm down. I'm here to help. Now, where are you calling from?
The Red Slow Diner.
Do you require police, fire, or medical?
Send them all. These people are fucking crazy.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to count to three, and if you can't be calm, I'll need to terminate the call. One, two, three. Now, what are we, ma'am? That's right, ma'am. Is anyone hurt?
Not yet, anyway.
Okay, Hayes Amada, we'll send officers out as soon as we can.
Oh, shove it up your...
All right, people, grab a seat in the conference room. Someone get me a coffee. Sugar and heavy on the rum. White, did the fire breathers check in yet?
Not yet, Lieutenant. We had a call about a strangler heart outbreak out in the mire. Shouldn't take too long, but they reported some Judiciary Guard activity out that way. Some kind of construction project going on.
Let's get some eyes out there to keep an eye on what he's up to.
Sure. No problem.
Dispatch, let's see this week's log.
Oh, about the same as usual. That new raider gang is causing some trouble. Reports of a major nuclear event up around Vault 51... Another call from Mr. Willard about someone peppering his door with paintballs.
Is that... Yep. Yeah, it is. Have Cadet Kurt look into that to get his feet wet. Tell him we're looking for someone who thinks the word penis has two N's. What else? That's the fifth time this week Mad Dog Malone has escaped. What does he even want with that stupid dam anyways?
No clue, ma'am. The current office pool is still open if you want to throw some caps in for the response time.
Who's responding?
Dutch.
All right, put me down for an even 6 minutes. Any chatter picked up from John's?
No, sorry, ma'am. I can try sending out another broadcast request to...
No, it's fine. I have a cadet meeting to run anyways. All right, cadets, settle down. We've got a lot to cover before heading out on patrol. I've changed up the duty roster a bit to address Riker's coffee situation.
Ma'am, there is nothing wrong with my coffee.
I checked your filters. They were looking a little yellow. Like, you know, heavy on the uric acid tint.
Roseway, that's from the grounds. I'll remind you that I was responsible for water recycling and filtration in the vault. I know what I'm doing.
Riker, Houston was in the can for over an hour after drinking some.
Hey, don't bring me into this. It could have been that mole rat jerky I had earlier.
I'm sure Cadet Riker's water filtration is solid. At least I hope so. I definitely had a cup earlier. Coffee notwithstanding, we do need to have a chat about Poseidon. And before you say anything, I know it wasn't your fault, Kinsey.
Ma'am, we had no idea the Judiciary Guard would be there. Houston and I were just responding to a massive power fluctuation in Flatwoods. We traced it to the power plant and figured it was just a scorched infestation.
It also didn't help that you accidentally set off a series of mines underneath their feet, Kinsey.
Not my fault. I was trying to tell them not to use the front entrance.
According to the Judiciary Guard, you were, and I quote, waving your rifle in the air at them.
Kinsey, how on earth do you think that that would be the best way to stop the Judiciary Guard?
I was just trying to stop them.
Well, on the bright side, ma'am, I got to practice my strength through diplomacy and de-escalation training.
Yeah, okay, that's true. All right, that's part of the reason I wanted to chat with you all before your shift starts. The judge and his damned Judiciary Guard are crawling all over the remains of Vault 51. I know we've got some assets up there, but for now, just stay away. The whole place is locked down, and radio traffic says they're flying in rad scrubbers and excavators. The last thing I need is the judge seeing a hint of our responders in his targeted zone. It'd be like pissing in his coffee. No offense, Riker.
None taken.
Ma'am, if you don't mind me asking, why is he such an asshole?
Roseway, I don't have the time or the energy to explain, but let's just say that it starts with the toilet in the vault.
Now see, this is one of those Campfire Tales moments, when the janitor finally snaps over a clogged toilet and goes rogue.
Ooh, I love those sorts of stories. Can we have s'mores?
Pretty sure the last thing you need is to be close to a fire. You'd ignite half of Appalachia.
Yeah, probably a bad look for us.
Hang on.
What is that?
Ma'am, are you okay? What's...
Wait, shh. I hear something.
That sounds like it could be.
Oh my God, incoming! Run! Get out of here, now! Move it!
This is Tree. Anyone getting this? Charleston FOB is under attack. I repeat, Charleston FOB is under attack. We need backup. Backup now. It's a Judiciary Guard. Attention our responders. They are now a hostile force.
We got a strike squad coming up on the east side.
I've got problems over here to the south.
We need backup. The judge. That son of a bitch. I knew it.
10-3, Pre. Morgantown under code 200 red. Code 200 red. Comms compromised.